जो प्यार मिला मुझे तुमसे, जो प्यार मिला मुझे तुमसे, वर्णन करूं मैं कैसे मुख से।
ओम शांति। वेलकम बैक टू आवर लास्ट सेशन। आई हैड इनवाइटेड मोहिनी बेन टू बी विद अस एंड शी हैड एग्रीड विद लॉट्स ऑफ लव। शी डेफिनेटली वांटेड टू कम बिकॉज ऑफ हर हेल्थ डज नॉट परमिट हर टू बी हियर दिस आफ्टर दिस टुनाइट। सो शी हैज सेंड हर राइट हैंड गायत्री बेन। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो गायत्री बेन? रेज योर हैंड। How many of you don't know? Majority don't know. So Gayatri Ben is oldies. How many years? 43 years. I know her from Guyana since 77. Of course, now she is based in New York and mostly does the service in UN. And just now today arrived, so really we thank her for accepting the last minute invitation, and I'm sure whatever she is going to share with us is going to enrich our experience even more. But before I ask her to speak, I ask sisters to welcome on behalf of all of you and give the Rakhi of volcanic Bhatti.
Om Shanti. Well, I think I'm very happy to be here. Can you not hear me? Well, could you raise the volume of the microphone, please? So I'm happy to be here because, you know, there is no mistake in the drama. And so there is a saying from the part of the world that I come from, and I suppose there's a similar sayings in many other parts of the world to the same effect, and that is, if you want to make God laugh, show him your plan. And so we make these plans. This one is going to be here at this time, and this is going to happen at that time, and then I'm here instead of Sister Mohini, so where did that plan go? But it's always accurate. Whatever happens in God's plan and in the plan of drama, it is accurate. And I think for me, it is accurate because so many of you don't know me, and I wouldn't have had an opportunity to recognize that so many of my brothers and sisters don't know me. No, that's an amazing thing. We're a family, and so many of you don't know me, and I don't know you. And so then drama's provided me this opportunity to be here, and if nothing else, to get to know you a little bit, just by seeing you and by exchanging drishti, by exchanging the family feeling. When this was put onto my arm, I know it's the end of your volcanic bhati or your volcanic yoga experimentation, but once this was put on my hand, I suddenly felt I was admitted to a hospital.
Quarantine.
Because this is what we get when we go to hospital. Those of you who have ever been to a hospital or who ever worked in a hospital know that you first have to wear this on your wrist, because this is the most important thing. And it's very difficult to get off in the hospital, so I don't know if I can get off.
No,
you can't? It's like forever? You're in this hospital
this
forever?
This is waterproof. You can do everything.
Okay. So I thought, you know, now I've been admitted at the last moment into this quarantine that you've all been in, and so I hope that doesn't happen to me at the end of the cycle. Like last minute I get my you know, my badge or my wristband to get into wherever it is we're going to be going, the subtle region, the incorporeal world, and then back to the corporeal world of the golden age. But I know that it's late. I know it's the end of your, you know, your intensive, the period of time you have spent in such intensive concentration, which is what a volcanic means, yoga. And that volcanic yoga is a commitment to be concentrated on a practice with a purpose. So this is what volcanic yoga is. I'm committed to a practice, and that practice carries a purpose. Now, after you have spent 2 days with a practice connected to a purpose, as of tomorrow, Amrit Vela, this is where the test comes. The test wouldn't come during the time you are practicing something. But as of tomorrow, when you have to shift the practice into a lifestyle, you're going to make that practice living in your life. So it's not that I've done 2 days of my volcanic yoga and then tomorrow it's business as usual. But I'm going to have a further commitment. And now that I've practiced something and the purpose would be clear, to whatever extent it's clear, that purpose will show its clarity to you. And that clarity of your purpose is now going to become a living part of your life. And this is where the challenge will be. Because to do that, you would require to continue with a discipline. Are you with me so far? Huh? All right. So you know what discipline is? Discipline is not control. Discipline is not someone telling you what to do. Discipline is not blind faith. But discipline is freedom. And so a volcanic yoga practice brings freedom to the soul. And that freedom is sustained in your life with discipline. So one is, we tend to have a discipline of a physical aspect. You know, I wake up for Amrit Vela. That's a discipline. My alarm clock helps me to wake up at a certain time. Right? That's how you wake up, right? Some of you may have your alarm clock embedded in you, so you don't need a physical alarm clock. But you have become so habituated, your body, over a period of time of doing the same thing, the cells in the body retain memory. So the memory within the cells of your body then makes you wake up at 4 or 3:45 because that's what you've been doing. And so you don't really need an alarm clock, but some of us still depend on that alarm clock. Just in case the memory of my body fails, the alarm clock is there. But once I get up with that discipline, where the volcanic, that's not volcanic yoga. To just get up with a discipline, whether through my body clock or the physical clock, is not really the discipline. But the discipline is, what is the discipline? The discipline would be, first and foremost, what happens in the mind. Your thoughts. So how do I discipline my thoughts? And this is where purpose comes back to help you. And so the purpose, what is the purpose of waking up at Amrit Vela? What is the purpose of having yoga with Baba at Amrit Vela? Now we have many, many murlis that Baba has told us about, many different reasons and meanings of why we should be getting up at Amrit Vela. So to sustain this and make it a living thing, making that practice living, is that after these 2 days, what you're going to find has occurred within you, whether consciously or unconsciously, you are going to feel a deep sense of contentment. It's not that you're going to feel completely content, but you're going to feel a deep sense of contentment. And that contentment comes from the fact that you made the effort to spend 2 days in this experimentation. That effort in and of itself brings a contentment. So in order to discipline the mind from tomorrow onwards, connect your thoughts to the contentment that is your reward of the last 2 days. And feel that contentment at Amrit Vela tomorrow. And why is contentment so important from our efforts? Because one of the rewards of making efforts is contentment. Why is contentment so important? Because as of tomorrow, I will get up feeling contented, and the mind will be connected to that contentment, so that when I'm remembering Baba tomorrow, and volcanic yoga is not to just connect to my experience that I wrote just before I came. I heard you wrote your experiences of what happened. But not to connect to the words written of your experience, but to connect to Baba. This is what yoga is. The yoga we learn here, Raj Yoga, is to connect to Baba. It's not to connect to a virtue. It's not to connect to a concept. It's not to connect to a project. It's not to connect to my issues. It's not to connect to my relationships and then try to transpose that on Baba. But no, it's to connect to Baba outside of all of this. And then I will feel that contentment becoming a living reality. I will begin to feel how pleased Baba is with me for having made this effort. I will begin to feel the Shakti coming from Baba into the soul. And then what will happen when this contentment becomes a living reality, when I'm connected to Baba tomorrow morning at Amrit Vela, you will also feel the courage that would inspire within you to make further effort to connect to one Baba. Now, I think at this point of time, to have gone through that experimentation and to come out with a contentment that the purpose of my life at the end of the day is to be with only one Baba. If anyone were to ask you, why did you choose a spiritual life? Why did you become a BK? Why did you become a Brahmin? Why did you become a child of Baba? That's a big question. Why did I do this? Why did I choose this path? And I chose this path because for most of us, we were given the opportunity to have a connection directly with God. And this happens only at the confluence age. And so whatever else I do with my spiritual life, They're all sightseeing. But what is the sole purpose is to have this direct and unadulterated connection with Baba. And so that will become the driving force for my efforts, for my studies and efforts in relation to my studies, in relation to my dharana, and in relation to the seva I do. Right now, maybe our lives were built on, first of all, seva. Second, studies. Maybe dharana. And then last, yoga. And you may say, no, but we were having yoga. My first priority was always yoga. But I would say, but yoga with what? What were you having yoga with? So to sustain volcanic yoga as a living force in your life is to remember to ask your question at Amrit Vela every time, at all the traffic control moments, in your evening meditation, in your night meditation. What am I having yoga with? When I sit to remember Baba, where is my intellect being drawn? And if it is drawn to anything outside of the connection to Baba, that's not volcanic yoga. It's yoga with another aspect. But to just be with Baba as the source, as the seed, is what volcanic yoga is. And to sustain that, it just requires you to remember. This is what's so beautiful about the yoga here. All you're doing is remembering. And whenever you have to connect, all you need to remember is, who am I connecting to? And to what purpose? And is it making me content? Is it bringing the reward of contentment? And the reason I say that, it's because I came to the realization after listening to Sister Jayanti. She was with us in New York. And she made a very significant statement. She says the reason we don't experience attainments in our efforts is because our efforts are not made with contentment. Our efforts are made because we're needy. We need something. But if our efforts could be made, but you know, Baba has already given it to me. And all I need to do is to remember him so he activates it in me. Volcanic yoga is about something in the soul being activated through the power of unadulterated remembrance. So he activates love, he activates peace, he activates truth, he activates joy, happiness, he activates purity. And so I am now connected to that because I know he's told me, you have it inside of you. So that's where the contentment comes from. I have it within me. And when I have unadulterated remembrance with him, it gets activated. And then that gives me the courage to imbibe and to serve. Now, but we have the courage, but we don't. If we don't have the contentment, the courage wouldn't bring the attainments. And so remember this in sustaining your experience, that the gift you got from these 2 days is your contentment. You continue to activate with the power of Baba's remembrance your innate qualities. And that contentment will grow, and your courage will then bring the help that Baba promises to us. When he says, if you have courage, you get multi-million-fold help from him. But if you don't have the contentment, the courage wouldn't bring the help of its own. It's got to be connected to that contentment. So this is what I wanted to share with you, that it doesn't end tonight. It actually begins tonight. And what is so beautiful in this new beginning, it moves from a practice to a lifestyle, to living it. So live it up and let all your qualities emerge like you're flourishing as of tomorrow and onward. How does that sound? Huh? You think that's what you're leaving here with tonight? Or you're so tired after the volcanic yoga, you can't wait to... It's over and done. It's been such an intensive period. I want to get out of this in ICU now. And I want to go home and have a thorough bath and go back to my life as usual. How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Now what do you think? How do you feel? Not what do you think. How are you feeling right now?
Describe.
Huh? Sleepy? You want to go sleep? Okay, let me put it this way. How do you feel about Baba right now?
You feel closer.
And you? A friend. A close friend. And what's the difference between a close friend and a best friend? Huh?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
So think about, is he your close friend or is he your best friend? Or maybe both, a close best friend.
Anybody else? Yeah? Baba is here among us.
Baba is among us. What does that mean? You're feeling his presence. So the volcanic yoga invoked his presence. So it's felt. You feel that it's felt by all in the room. Yeah, beautiful.
What do you feel now? What do you feel, Baba?
What do you feel in relation to Baba?
Huh?
He's talking in Russian. She's continuing to enjoy the silence. This is why she wants to keep silent. But in your silence, are you feeling anything for Baba or with Baba, or just the silence you're feeling?
Deep satisfaction.
Okay. So what I'm hearing and what I'm sensing is that please explore a deeper relationship with Baba. Make Baba your companion. This is what is important at this moment in time in our lives. This is our only security. There is no other security. But this relationship with Baba, this connection and all relationships with Baba. Because security is not a physical thing. Security is relational. So if I even feel that, you know, nature, I should be safe while I'm in nature, well, it depends on your relationship with nature. I should be safe, you know, in other circumstances, even with when I'm on the subway in New York City. Well, the only way I would feel safe is not if the train is fully equipped with the capacity to get me to my destination safely, but it's my relationship with Baba as my protector. But every other soul in that carriage as my brother's soul. That's my security. And so I'm feeling, from what I'm getting from the wave, from the few that have answered, is that this is where you must pay most attention to your relationship with God, your connection with God. And that will bring a very, very, kind of sound, a stable, unshakable, immovable lighthouse stage to you. And this is what a volcanic is like, heat, fire, intense. And it cleanses us. And so, why is the soul cleansed? Why is the soul purified? Why is the soul mold? You know, because heat also molds the soul. It's because the purpose is to get closer to Baba. And so, brother, one person asked me the question today, is that when everything is over, what do you think you'll be left with before you go back to the incorporeal world? And I said, God is my friend. Friendship. Because when you have that close friendship, there's nothing to be afraid of in your relationship to Baba. Nothing to be guilty about in your relationship to Baba. Nothing to be hesitant about, because he's your friend. And that relationship is precious. Right? So hold the little finger of your friend. And your friend will protect you, and that's your safety. So I'll stop here now, and then Meera Ben.
Maybe you can just take them into a little commentary with meditation. So finish up the last session. Is it okay?
Is it okay? Do you want yet another session?
No, not another session.
We're on yoga.
Last ending with a commentary so that you can go back with those sounds echoing in your ears. And after the commentary, so you just come on the stage, take Toli from Gayatri Ben and those blessings from me, and those who did not get the book also can take. Yeah? So thank you very much for your cooperation, your punctuality, your participation. You will get it. They have recorded everything and they will announce when it is ready tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Light or sort of instrumental music. Both soft. Sit alert, please sit. Straight and be alert but relaxed. Chinese, concentrate. Okay? You're listening, right? Yeah.
Okay, sit comfortably. I, the soul, I'm feeling deep in my heart the grace of gratitude. I'm grateful to myself for the wisdom of saying yes to spending 2 days in the company of my special friend, I'm grateful to time cooperating. And making it so easy. And so productive. I'm grateful. Each and every brother and sister who reached out through their vibrations and created a collective force for this yoga, this volcanic yoga experiment. I'm grateful to Baba who took me into such deep silence and showed me a different reality. Of what it means to remember him. I'm grateful for the fire of his love that purified me at levels I'm yet to discover. I'm grateful for Baba's compassionate eye on me. I that is focused on my core strength. I feel the joy of being his child. My entitlement to the different rights Baba offers. But I'm most grateful that Baba whether I was consciously aware of it or not, Baba was filling me with the power of His pure love. And with each drop of His love, I, the soul, was being molded into being His humble instrument. Dearest Baba, I am so grateful to you. For your love, for your care, for your compassion, and for your kindness. And I know that you have used these 2 days to create a new foundation within me that will continue to sustain me moment to moment. Om Shanti.
नहीं तो भला और क्या है,
करते जिधर से
हम खो गए हैं नयन में तुम्हारे जो चित्त को हमारे चुराए हुए हैं चुराए हुए हैं ये सब से सुहानी पल है जिंदगी
ये तन मन भी अपना भुलाए